This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on Enterprise Biz Bytes. It is Wednesday, the 23rd of June. My name is Audrey Raj, and with me is
Frida Liu.
On the show today, we are going to be talking about
the National Recovery Plan, and is it enough to support or revive the SMEs? There is a poll happening on Twitter and Instagram. I'll just go through the results at the moment. At no, 99.2%. At yes, at 0.8%.
Very balanced at the moment.
Very balanced at the moment. You can also let us know what you think over WhatsApp 018-789-8899.
Yes. Also on the show today, we're going to be talking about how the vaccinated are ready for vacations. Mm. Apparently, there's a study that... that is already, tested the feel, and those who are vaccinated, they are ready to travel. We'll have more details on that. But to kick off the show, apparently some industry groups want more sectors to be opened, to which the government has also made a... quite a lukewarm response, if I can put it that way.
It says not yet. While essential industries are allowed to operate, non-essential industries in the same supply chain that lead into them or from them are asking for the same leeway. Their rationale, supported by the essential industries, is that there is a need to procure goods to allow the companies permitted to operate to function, as disruptions in getting raw materials and semi-furnished goods can spell trouble for even the essential industry companies. The government has heard these pleas, but said there is a need to adhere to decisions made by the National Security Council.
Yeah, so the Federation of Manufacturers Malaysia claims with almost 80% of all businesses falling into the non-essential sectors that are allowed that are not allowed to operate, and with only 60% capacity allowed for the essential sectors, the extended lockdown has already crippled the manufacturing sector and its contribution to global supply chains. So FMM President Tan Sri Soe Tian Lai said that the essential manufacturers who can operate are unable to sustain their 60% capacity operations as part of their supply chain supplying raw materials and services have not been allowed to operate. He added that as suppliers to major industries in global markets such as the US, exports have been badly affected as well. And he said, you know, ultimately the industry, despite having all the necessary standard SOPs and precautionary and preventive measures in place at the workplace, has had to bear the regrettable outcome and blame arising arising from the lack of SOP compliance in the community.
Meanwhile, Senior Minister Datuk Seri Fadila Yusof said that although the views of industry players are being heard, the ministry has to abide by the decision made by the NSC. He said, "We have to follow the collective decision made by the NSC. It's not a decision we ministries make in isolation." The Works Minister added that all decisions on opening up more economic sectors in the current lockdown can only be made based on the advice of the Health Ministry.
Right. So the Malay Contractors Association of Malaysia, they've also said that they would welcome the opening of more non-essential sectors, especially in the construction industry, because they feel the ones who suffer the most in the construction industry during a lockdown are the small-time contractors such as the G1 and G2 Bumiputra contractors. Secretary General Ahmad Zaharani Yusof Omar said that, and I quote, "We are willing to do anything as long as we can operate. What we need are our workers to be vaccinated and the supply chain to operate, as well as the supply of workers, which is now at a standstill." He also applauded the government for starting the PICAS program, the Public-Private Partnership COVID-19 Industry Immunization Program. I mean, I'm glad we have PICAS as the short form, because many of those in the sector depend on daily earnings to survive. And this lockdown has apparently completely cut off their wages. Ahmad Zaharani also urged companies with government projects and doing maintenance work to be allowed to operate as long as their workers are vaccinated. And of course, with strict adherence to the SOP. He pointed out that, you know, when it comes to construction contracts involving government projects, prices of the projects remain the same, despite of the cost increasing due to delays and increase in raw material prices over that period.
Right.
The price of the project continues to be the same. So who then has to
bear the cost, right?
Exactly.
So over on the manufacturing side, the Malaysian Automotive Association hopes the authorities will look into gradually allowing auto assembly and auto manufacturing plants to operate. MAA President Dato' Aisha Ahmad said, "Currently only auto workshops are allowed to operate to provide after sales services," adding that exports of vehicles and components have been affected and overseas customers are threatening to look for other sources. "We appeal to government for exports and sales to be allowed to continue with a stricter SOP.
Now, when you look at the retail sector, because we've covered automotive, construction, manufacturing, in the associations representing shopping malls and retail industries nationwide also feel that their members have been duly penalized. In a joint statement, they said the retail and shopping sector contributed to merely 0.8% of all COVID-19 cases in May this year, even prior to this FMCO, right? And they said these extremely low figures testify to the retail and mall industry's strict adherence to the SOPs, and that they should be, and that they should not be unduly penalized with closure. So they're calling for the retail and shopping sector to be reopened immediately to provide essential and other services to the community, adding that presently 20 to 30% of shops in malls have closed due to adverse conditions over the past 16 months.
Right.
And apparently 30% of staff have also been laid off, which amounts to about 300,000 personnel. That's just 30%. They added that they foresee that in the event the mall and retail industry are not reopened by the beginning of July, another 50% of the remainder will be closing their doors for good, including prominent domestic and international retail brands. So they said, once international brands exit the country, it will be doubly difficult to attract these brands to return. And if you're wondering, you know, this joint statement was issued by the Malaysia Shopping Malls Association, Malaysia Retail Association, Malaysia Retail Chain Association, Bumiputra Retailers Association, Organization, and the Selangor and Wilayah Persekutuan Electrical Home Appliances Dealers Association.
So we've covered basically all the major industries, right? I mean, I was just doing some, a lot of these interviews that I've done, right? Where even if they're in essential services, right? The packaging is not under essential services. Yes. So it affects the supply chain, right? I mean, I think when you do these sort of things as well, you have to present the supply chain, right? Because they're supporting essential services. So they need to continue, because I can't pack my things. Yeah, I can't pack my essential goods.
Yes.
Right.
And here's the other thing, right? This is something that we've already experienced the first time around during MCO 1.0.
Last year, in March.
Yeah. So, you know, I think we all just figured that these supporting businesses would be part of that essential services. But I guess, you know, there are certain gaps that just not been filled this time around. On the show today, we are asking you if the National Recovery Plan is enough to support or revive SMEs. We've had about a week to kind of digest the details from the NRP, and we'd like to ask you if you feel that it's enough to support or revive SMEs, why or why not. You can get in touch with us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Also on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. When we come back, we'll give you more thoughts on the NRP from SMEs. But for now, here's Desmond Dekker with You Can Get It If You Really Want. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.